USA Radio News with John Hunt.
More than 280 retired diplomats, generals, and national security officials called on President Trump not to use the U.S. military for political ends, warning that American democracy is at risk. He said they're concerned about the use of military assets to intimidate and break up peaceful protesters in Washington, D.C. Defense Secretary Mark Esper said he does not support invoking the Insurrection Act, even though President Trump has threatened to send in troops to states he believes are failing to quell unrest. As for the troops, they're just happy to be returning home.
All our troopers are, happy to have just come home from an overseas deployment, and they were ready and willing to come up here and do whatever is needed of them, but they'd rather be back in North Carolina getting ready for whatever's needed overseas.
As the U.S. military, we never want to deploy in the United States, whether it's for hurricane relief or anything else, because it means Americans are hurting, and that's not why we exist. We're happy to be going home.
This is USA Radio News.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at ImmunoCorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
ImmunoCorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.